A number of officials arriving for the Eurogroup meeting, such as Eurogroup Chair Jürgen Dieselbaum, spoke of a fundamental lack of trust after years of broken Greek promises and a snag referendum caught by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
We are not there yet, both on substance. There is still a lot of criticism on the proposals, on the reform side, on the fiscal side. And there is, of course, a major issue of trust. Can the Greek government be trusted to actually do what they are promising, to actually implement in the coming weeks, months and years?
Greece submitted its formal request to the European Stability Mechanism on Wednesday, asking for a three-year loan from the bailout fund. The country then submitted a detailed package of reform proposals to the Eurogroup on Thursday night, pledging to carry out a new package of comprehensive reform measures promptly. A positive assessment of the Greek proposals delivered by the European Commission, European Central Bank, and International Monetary Fund late on Friday, along with bullish comments from Athens' key Eurozone ally France, had raised expectations that Eurogroup would give a green light to the new loan negotiations. But even French Finance Minister Michel Sapin, Greece's most powerful ally in the Eurozone, said the Greek government had to reinstill the confidence.
It's up to the Greek government to bring information to reinstill confidence, which has not been damaged by this government, but by every Greek government over many years, which have sometimes made promises without making good on them at all. Today, we need to have confidence again, to have certainty that decisions which are spoken of are decisions which are actually taken by the Greek government.
Greece's parliament backed the government early Saturday to carry out the new package of reform measures with 251 votes in favor versus 32 against. If the Eurogroup agrees to open negotiations, a planned emergency summit of 28 European Union leaders set for Sunday may be cancelled. Otherwise, if the finance ministers couldn't reach an agreement on renegotiations, Athens had a last chance trying to persuade leaders on Sunday to open negotiations. With a debt deal in the coming hours, Greece will face a finance collapse and a Grexit. Greek banks have been closed for the past 2 weeks and are running out of cash while the country's economy is suffering from capital controls. Greece has been in arrears to the IMF since July the 1st and faces a €3.5 billion debt repayment to the ECB on July 20th. For CRI, I'm Wang Zhen.